Well, I have no hesitation in telling you and the people of Donegal that I voted for the Donegal man, John McInulty. I think that he was an ideal candidate for the Senate. He had all the qualifications as far as I'm concerned. And last Thursday, in fact this day week, I voted for John McInulty. I gave him my number one vote. I think he'll be a good man, a representative for that part of southwest Donegal, from Donegal down right into Glencullen Kill. They have been that's an area that always stood by me for many, many years, well over 30 years, and I think it'd be a great thing if they had an Irish representative of their own over there.
Do you know if many other Fine Gael TDs and senators voted for John McNulty?
I do know, Barry, that last weekend when I voted, or about half a dozen others voted, and I'd say that the majority of them voted for John on that occasion. That was this day week. Since then, of course, last beginning of this week, word came out from some of the leading ministers and the Taoiseach himself that they were not voting for John. And those who were voting these last few days, perhaps they were influenced by what the Taoiseach and senior minister said. But I think that John will get a significant number of votes. There's no one here willing to call the result at all. I know he was favoured with the bookies earlier in the week, and now he's not favoured. The independent Crawford is favoured. But then again, tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, we'll certainly know the tale.
And looking on from the sidelines, what have you made of this whole situation?
I think it was handled or mishandled disastrously. It shouldn't have happened. John had all the qualifications needed. He's involved with the community. He's involved with Gaels, involved with culture, language, music, everything else. He's more qualified than many. He didn't need this qualification at all of being put on a board. And, of course, he's the innocent guy here. John didn't do anything wrong. And he's been very good since then. He gave a statement out at the beginning that he was withdrawing his name, and he hasn't spoken since. So I think he's coming out here with great honour and great integrity. Unfortunately, as I said, it wasn't handled professionally here at all. Whatever way it happened, it wasn't right. And people are saying now it wasn't right. Even the Taoiseach himself said it wasn't right, and he said he accepted the responsibility. But, you know, so some other people were probably involved. We don't know exactly who. The minister didn't say who was involved or who was on to her, but obviously some party functionary, or maybe, I don't know who was on, nobody knows. But poor John has been left in the middle there, the meat and the sandwich, the innocent man. But we'll see what will happen tomorrow.
Who's to blame for this whole fiasco then?
Well, this is the thing, you know, I think probably whoever the bright spark thought that, you know, it would be a good thing to have him on this board, whoever did that, we're not so sure. It was probably some senior party official. I know that party officials were with John on Monday night in Donegal. But at this stage, it doesn't matter. It has been badly handled. We have learned from our mistakes, and we have put machinery in place now to make sure that this will never, ever happen again. In future, all boards' positions will be publicly advertised. People can apply. Their qualifications will be gone through, and it will be very transparent. For years and years and years, boards have been filled here with nobody knows how it was done. They just materialised, and I know, for instance, between the date of the last general election, when the outgoing government lost, and the new government coming in, almost 200 people were placed on board. Nobody knows who they are. They never applied. They were never asked for any qualification. They just are on the boards. That's all ended now, and that's one great contribution that John McInulty has made to politics in this country and to public life in this country, that the manner in choosing people to go on board has been completely and forever change, transparent and above board.
If John McNulty wins the Shannon by-election, would that undermine the Taoiseach?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a democratic election, and as I told you, many people voted before. The Taoiseach made his position clear, and many other members who are not in Fine Gael at all entitled to vote. We didn't know what they did either. So I don't think it undermines the Taoiseach. I think it probably will strengthen him in the future. It will allow us to go back on the economy. Things have improved a lot. The fastest growing economy in Europe now, a budget coming up that'll be at the worst neutral, and at best there might be some something in it for people. We have suffered a lot these last 3 years. The country's on the way to recovery, well on the way to recovery. Every commentator maintains that. Our problem this year, the problem that parties have this year, and I hear them all vying with one another, how are we going to spend the spare money we have? Last year and the year before and the year before, we were just wondering where would we get a few bob to keep us going. So that shows you the improvements that are taking place. And in a number of years' time, they will go to the country on our record and what we have did, taking over a bankrupt country. And I tell you, in a number of 10 years' time, they'll be talking about this government as doing the right thing for the country, bringing the country back and providing, hopefully, a better life for the people. I know people have suffered. I'm not living in the cloud. I'm meeting people every day at my clinics and calling into my office. And we'll now have to address the difficulties that people have experienced these last 3 years.